My name is Brent Weigel. Today's date's February 23rd, 2008. And I'm here with Lily Johnson. And we're here at the Jerusalem Baptist Church in Hurt Park. And we're here for an interview about memories of Hurt Park neighborhood.
Well, I grew up here in Southwest. And I lived here just about all my life. Excuse me. I'm baptized here in this church, Jerusalem Baptist Church, when I was 12 years old.
Where was your house back then?
116 14th Street Southwest.
14th Street.
Southwest.
And where'd you go to school?
Oh, Harrison School and Lucy Addison High.
Did you like it there?
Yeah. I sure did.
What was fun about going to school there?
Well, it was a lot of us, and we had to walk. We had to walk from here across 10th Street Bridge over to 6th Avenue Northwest to Harrison School. And we enjoyed each other and kept each other company. That's the only thing we could do then at that time.
Mm-hmm. What did y'all do after school?
Well, we came home, played ball, tennis, and lots of times we had to come out to the church for different meetings, you know, different things. But other than that, that's about covered it.
Did you have any chores at home?
Yes. Had to wash, and had to wash on the wash bowl, and help keep the house clean, and help with cooking to a certain amount. My mother did most of it, but she would teach me, tell me, and show me how to do a lot of things that I don't do it now, but I know how if I have to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What were some of your favorite recipes?
Sweet potato pie, fried chicken, greens, turnip greens, and I can't begin to name them, so many. Then I had a family, my children were small, and it was World War II, 41, 42. My husband was in the Navy at that time, and I had three children, two boys and one girl,
mm-hmm.
And that was it. Now my daughter died, my sons are still living. I have a grandson that's in the Army Reserve. Then I have two granddaughters that work for Department of Defense in Washington, D.C. So that's about it.
Was it difficult during World War II?
Well, it was hard to tell. So much was going on. And by being young, didn't pay as much attention as now, you know, because we were used to it. All of us living up here in this neighborhood together.
Mm-hmm.
And we shared with one another. We sewed, fixed each other's hair. We did a lot of things together. Mm-hmm. So that's the way it went.
Did you have a garden?
No.
No?
I've always been scared of worms and things like that. My daddy had a garden, I didn't have a garden.
Oh, okay. So there was one at the house when you grew up?
Yes, one in the backyard.
Was it a big one?
Sort of. We had chickens.
Did a lot of people have chickens?
Yes.
Really?
Had big yards, had chickens. Yes, sir.
What about neighborhood stores?
We had a neighborhood store. Acid was on one corner, about two blocks away, there was a Wiggins store. And then Kroger was out on Patterson Avenue at that time. And we had a drugstore, McClarity and Williams. Drugstore.
Do most people walk to the store?
Yes, we had to walk. Mm-hmm. You had to walk downtown unless you... Well, we had streetcars, but sometimes you didn't have a nickel. You walked and enjoyed it because you're young. And,
mm-hmm. What did your parents do for work?
My daddy worked for the North and Western Railroad for 45 years before he retired. My mother was a cook out at Hollins College. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do any work at that time because I was having children and they were small. Mm-hmm. And my husband was in the United States Navy. So everything went along fine so far.
Did your parents talk much about their jobs? Did they like their jobs?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They liked them.
Like what?
Did they enjoy their jobs?
Oh, yeah. My dad enjoyed it. He was a machinist mate in the N&W shops for the Norfolk and Western Railroad at that time. Mm-hmm. He retired after 45 years working for the railroad. My mother retired after working 30-some years cooking out at Hollins College. So, that fed us and clothed us and kept us going. My brother and myself. Mm-hmm. And then I had an older brother and older sister. But my oldest brother attended the United States Military Academy in West Point, New York.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And my youngest brother, he was in the United States Army. He worked for the North and Western Railroad too. But he was married. He got married. He had three daughters. They're all grown now. Mm-hmm.
What do people do for fun in the neighborhood?
Well, wasn't that much to do because we were so busy working. Everybody got along. And when we'd have these heavy snows, which we don't have anymore, we'd stay right up and down the hill, 14th Street Hill.
On the street?
Yeah, sled. Don't see those sleds anymore with the iron rails.
Mm-hmm.
So that took care of that.
What about summertime?
Well, in the summer we'd walk over to Northwest to Washington Park. They call it the playground at that time. Had a swimming pool, and you could play tennis and swim. That's about it during that day.
Mm-hmm. Where did a lot of people gather as groups in the neighborhood? Like the church or the library?
Well, we didn't have a library up here.
No library.
Library was over across town. And most of the time we gathered at the church. So that took care of that.
Was there any celebrations or special memories they have of the church?
Well, they had so many. So much was going on. We celebrated just about everything. Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween. We'd have those Halloween parties and dress up. Couldn't afford costumes, so we made our own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was there any leaders you remember in the community back then?
Lady by the name of Mrs. Estelle Golden and Mrs. Rosalie Tolliver and Mrs. Grace Reynolds. And
who were these people? Were they in the church or the city?
Church people. Mrs. Reynolds was hairdresser, Mrs. Golden was a teacher, and Mrs. Tolliver was a teacher, Sunday school teacher out here at the church.
What made them leaders? Did you personally respect them? Was there something you liked about them?
I liked them. They were second parents. Because they kept you in line. You had to mind them. It's like your own mother.
Mm-hmm. You weren't scared of them, were you?
What?
You weren't scared of them, were you?
Sort of. They couldn't hit you. But they would tell your parents, you know. And you were taught to respect and do as they asked, you know, you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you knew right from wrong. I knew right from wrong.
So my thing was to call you because you would be the one to go over there and get something
done. Did your parents share any stories about your family?
My family came from Spartanburg, South Carolina. And they were cotton pickers. And my daddy decided he wasn't going to pick cotton. His children wasn't going to pick cotton. They came to Roanoke, Virginia in 1920 from Spartanburg, South Carolina, and lived here until they passed down. And we would go to South Carolina in the summer by my daddy working for the N&W. He got a pass, mm-hmm. called an annual pass, and we'd go to Spartanburg, South Carolina and spend that month down there with my mother's mother. And we would watch our uncles and aunts go down in the cotton field picking cotton, and they couldn't see nothing but the top of their hats. They'd be mm-hmm. so far down in there picking cotton. That was a sight to see.
Did they ever come to Roanoke to visit you guys?
Very seldom, because they work most of the time. Unless somebody died or something, they'd come.
Mm-hmm.
I had two aunts, two uncles and three aunts. They lived in South Carolina at the time. They're all gone over now.
What were some of the difficult things about living back then in the neighborhood?
Well, I really can't say. I didn't have any problem. Mm-mm. Everybody was taught to behave and mind your own business.
What do you miss about those old times?
I think about them. Yeah. It was good. And it was an experience. And it taught me something to teach my children, tell them about it.
What do you want people to remember about the neighborhood?
A what?
What would you like people to remember about the neighborhood?
Just remember that it was a fine neighborhood. We were fine neighbors and we stuck together. They had quilting parties. Certain nights in the week they would meet at each other's homes, make quilts, my mother. And everybody would bring their own, material and sew it together, make quilts. When they got those pretty quilts, too. Mm-hmm.
Is that just for fun, or they use
they
the quilts?
They used it because we needed them. They used them, you know. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was there any hobbies you had when you were living here, back in that time?
I had so many. I really can't say. I used to love to dance. I loved to play tennis. And I loved to sew. And I love to fix hair, cook. I love to do a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the changes you've noticed since then?
Well, it's been so many years. I'm 83 now, it's hard to go way back. But I can remember when we had the coal stoves in the house, and my daddy had to make sure the house was warm, and the cook stove in the kitchen was coal stove. We didn't have gas and electricity then. And sometimes he'd open the oven door to the stove to let some of that heat come out to help to heat the kitchen and mm-hmm. circulate through the house.
How'd you get coal? Did someone drive by and deliver coal?
Yeah. Men used to go up and down the street selling coal, bags of coal. Or either you could go to the coal yard and buy a ton of coal, and then deliver it and throw it in your backyard or your basement if you had a window there that they could,
mm-hmm.
During that time, they had them basements of dirt floors. They didn't have cement floors like they have now.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get any coal for free?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
What are some of the things that you miss about the neighborhood that you wish you still had now?
It's hard to say. It's really hard to say. Because it's been so long and things have changed and life is good now. Everything is push button and this, and even TV came along. I think, what year did TV come along? 50s?
Yeah, about then.
And the children would, whoever had a television in that neighborhood at that time, the children would gather there and watch television and all. Then finally, it worked up until everybody got one. Through the years. And it was nice. I don't want to go back, but I wouldn't take nothing for the training I got and the things I did.
Mm-hmm. How did Hurt Park compare to other neighborhoods? And
I didn't live in Hurt Park.
Oh, you didn't live in Hurt Park?
No. I lived in Southwest.
Okay.
Because, see, Hurt Park was a new neighborhood that they, I think in the 50s, they had Hurt Park. Hurt Park came up. But we were still in Southwest. And my brother was still in the house in Southwest up on 14th Street that we had then. I never lived in Hurt Park.
Okay. Is that like what they call Old Southwest? That part of Southwest?
Yes.
Okay. How were the neighborhoods different, though? Did you notice that when you were growing up?
No, I didn't pay that much attention. Well, I was grown when they built Hurt Park. Grown because my children didn't go to Hurt Park school. My children started at Loudoun Avenue, Loudoun School.
Mm-hmm.
Then when Loudoun School closed up, they went to Harrison. From Harrison on to Lucy Addison. So that's the way that went then, and through the years. Mm-hmm.
What about downtown? Did you go downtown much?
Yes, we'd go downtown, walk downtown and look. Shop when you had something to shop with. And that took care of that. At that time, we'd go in Crest store, and you had a nickel, you could buy a 5 cent bag of cookies, called them scrap cookies, and you got a big bag of cookies, all different kinds. Walk back home, and that took care of that.
Did your parents mind you buying cookies?
Well, they didn't pay that much. One time, they didn't know it, but they'd be at work. They didn't know we were going, you know.
Did you have any family that went to college or wanted to go to college?
Not in my family, but my granddaughters went to college. Betty and Sandy Stamps. My grandson, he went to the U.S. Army. He's in the Army Reserve now. Both my granddaughters, they live in Maryland, but they work in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
for the government. So that took care of that.
Did a lot of people want to go to college back then?
Yes, they wanted to go, but they had to work and they couldn't go. I had a cousin that worked her way through college. Her name was Nettie Sue Samuel, and she worked her way through college. Came out a teacher. But other than that, they didn't talk college then like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't go, you didn't have any money, you couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they get grants, loans, when they finish, they have to pay it back.
Yeah.
That's what it was mine, my granddaughters. Mm-hmm. They got loans to go to college, but they had to pay it back. But just knowing that they went and got their degrees, and right now one is 43 and the other one is 45, and they are working for the government now, which makes me feel real good.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to work when you were going to school? growing up?
No.
No. Did many kids work?
Well, some of the men work. They deliver things from the drugstore, for the drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
During that time, this wasn't any work. Come home, you had to do your homework. It took most of the evening to do that. Get ready for the next day.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like school was pretty challenging? It was pretty good back then?
Yes. I think so. Yeah, I think so. But you had to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Parents see to it that you went to school. But we had to walk. Like from here, across 10th Street Bridge, go all the way over to 6th Avenue Northwest, Harrison School. That's where we had to go. Rain or shine, schools didn't close when the weather was bad. We had to wrap up, put your foot in the path, put your books in a book bag if you had one, get to school.
What do you think changed with the school?
Well,
it's not the same, is it?
No. It's hard to say. Because they have buses that pick the kids up on the corners and take them to school. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things you want people to remember about the neighborhood? For people who didn't know what it was like back then, who didn't live back then?
What do you mean?
Like something that you think is important to remember that you thought was special about the neighborhood you grew up in.
Well, I thought it was special because we knew each other and we shared. If one had something, the other one had part of it. You know? And I like that. Because a lot of times my friend, she had a nickel and I had a nickel. Cinnamon buns came in two big. We buy a cinnamon bun. Split that, then we'd buy a thing of milk, drink half of that, she drink half and I drink the other half.
Mm-hmm.
That took care of our lunch, because they didn't have free lunches, things at school then. No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have the money, you couldn't buy any, so that you bring it home from school. If you want to take a lunch from home, it was up to you, you know. Pack of peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something like that to take with you. So we've come a long way, I'd say. Still got a long way to go.
What do you think would make it better today and make it more like the good things you remember?
Well, it's hard to say. I just can't say. Because things are so different, they don't do things like, you know. Even my children didn't have to walk to school. They rode buses. Bus picked them up on the corner, took them to school, brought them back in the evening, put them off on the corner. They walked down the street home. So things have changed, so it's hard to tell for me.
Was there any time back then that was difficult for people in the neighborhood? Like during the war? Or maybe before that?
Well, just about everybody was in the war on my street. Men. Women, they weren't, but the men were. You know, Uncle Sam used to say, Uncle Sam, won't you? And they dressed him. I don't know what, I know you don't remember that, young man. But
I'm lucky.
Yeah, draft them. They had to go. Yes, sir. The younger men, it was physically fit, you know. So, that took care of that.
It was pretty difficult for families to get by without the men being home?
Yes, it was. Because the women had to be the mama and the daddy. Because my daddy didn't go because he was too old. But my brothers went. So that took care of that.
Well, I appreciate you talking with me.
I appreciate talking with you.
Hope you enjoyed yourself.
I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed you. How old are you, about 20?
Yeah, I'm 27.
Oh.